Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, this is Dave Martin, your success coach, and you are listening to Success Made Simple. That's right, we're trying to make it easy for you to follow the principles, the pattern, the map to get success activated in your life, happening in your life, and achieving the dreams and goals that you have and desire to achieve. And so this month, it's the month of May, here the first week, we're going to be talking to you and understanding the subject of preparation. It's what winners do. And as your success coach, I see the need every day for prior planning. You know, people fail because they do not prepare. They fail because they move forward before they have the knowledge that they need to move forward. There's that old saying, look before you leap. And it's true. It's another old saying, learn before you leap. In fact, learn everything you can about your specific area of passion before you commit yourself to that passion. Learn about your competition. Learn about the economic factors affecting your dream. Learn about the people that are involved and analyze the facts before you take the plunge. You know, armies do not march into battle unless they're prepared for the battle. Olympians don't participate in their individual sports unless they've invested an astonishing amount of time in training and conditioning and preparing themselves. So set a reasonable time frame to prepare for action, and then take action and press relentlessly toward your goal. In my book, The 12 Traits of the Greats, we talk about courage. And the reason I put courage in the top 12 is because if you're going to be great, you're going to have to take some action. You're going to have the courage to take a risk. You know, in Luke chapter 14, verse 28, Jesus said, "Is there anyone here who, planning to build a new house, does not first sit down and figure out the cost so that you'll know if you can complete the project? If you only get the foundation laid and then you run out of money, you're going to look pretty foolish. Everyone passing will poke fun at you." That's the way the Message Bible says it. See, too often, the lure of the goal causes us to get ahead of ourselves and to jump off the diving board before there's water in the pool. And our hearts sometimes get ahead of our heads. So count the cost. Be prepared. Know what you're getting into. Know what's coming up. Know what's ahead of you if you're going to win, if you're going to succeed. Now, if you know me very well at all, you know that I'm not one to procrastinate. Because well, I found that the world rewards action, not endless thought and endless planning. Some people take so long planning that they never actually do anything. And I would caution you against moving too quickly. Impulsive behavior is often worse than no behavior at all. But you've got to get started. You want to get started. You need to see some results. And yes, you need to do something to actually get the process moving, because God always blesses something. He never blesses nothing. And a lot of times more comes on your way than before you get started. So if you sit around and wait and do nothing, nothing happens. But start moving. Preparation is what will set you apart. Preparation was what will make your actions fruitful. Being organized, informed, and equipped for success is what will make you successful, and it's what will pay off many times over and over again. Your foundation of knowledge and planning will give you a distinct advantage over your competition, and it will propel you to the forefront of success. So what do you need to do? You need to prepare. It's what winners do. You need to plan. And be ready. I think it was Zig Ziglar that says success comes when preparation meets opportunity. So you've got to be prepared for when that opportunity comes, You're ready to go, and now you have success. See, that is success made simple. We're not going to use a lot of big words and try to get you all mystical. We're just going to give you some basics that if you'll put them to practice, I promise you, you can't help but succeed, and you need to succeed. I think it's your duty to succeed, and I think it's God's plan for your life. This is Dave Martin, your success coach. You know, it's been a great few days here. We just spent the last weekend in a arena full of a few thousand entrepreneurs speaking into their life and preparing them for success. That's what I'm trying to help you do. And thank you. Many of you partner with us in what we do outside of America and around the world, a lot of times in third world countries, going and teaching these principles. Thank you. You make a difference when you partner with us as well on the nonprofit side of our organization. So I just wanted to say I appreciate you. Thank you. And hey, let's make a difference. Let's win. Let's make the rest of our life the best of our life. Again, this is Dave Martin. Check out my website this week, davemartin.org. Some great things on there that will resources to help you grow. And make sure you tell others about Success Made Simple. Forward this to someone else. Let them join us every week. And let's all win big in life.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.